Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Dustin, what is this service for?
Well, I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to get an account pulled up and verify before I would know which one you're calling in for.
It's 23323.
Thank you. So that was 23323.
That is correct.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Cynthia Austin.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
3216 White Cedar Drive, Chesapeake, Virginia.
Thank you. And what I am showing is there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize, such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the contest, you would be agreeing to sign up for the meal plan app Bites Hub.
No, that was not what I did. I did for a toaster oven for $1.95. It had nothing about none of the items that you claimed.
Yes, those are different items they do offer for the contest. The ones I listed are just normally the main ones that they are offering.
It was the only one for $1.95. That was it.
Yes, I do completely understand. I'm showing the charges were declined.
Okay. Because, I mean, no, when they were talking about sending me, charging me $59, that was not what I did. It was only $1.95. That was why I did it. I don't even have that much in my account. So if it declined, that's what I would like for it to stay declined, because I didn't sign up for any other offers, nor did I see the information that you were talking about.
I'm sorry to hear you did not see the terms and conditions. However, they are listed in three different places, and you do have to check the box saying you have read and understand them.
Well,
and
I didn't check any boxes either. That's what I'm saying. None of that was there. Absolutely none of that was there.
I'm sure the charges were declined. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
So I don't want to be recharged for something because I didn't see it. So no, I just want to opt out. They can take my card off, and that'll be good for me.
Yes, I do completely understand, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.